Go ahead. You can say currently now.
Currently, 54 degrees in Lynchburg, 54 in Roanoke and Salem, 54 mm-hmm. in Danville, 50 in Appomattox, 48 in Bedford.
Yep.
You having issues over there?
Yeah, well, we are. We're trying to get the Amanda Chase right phone number, which would be helpful.
Like, how many times did I say currently? Currently.
It's live radio.
It is. And yeah. don't you ever doubt it. Hey, thanks for the text today. Our text number is 434-248-0704. If there's a question you'd like for us to ask Amanda Chase, you could certainly text that to us, and we'll do our best to take care of that. Mm-hmm. Also, keep our studio line numbers handy, 434-534-8500, or toll-free, 866-916-3776.
Yep.
And we look forward to talking to you about that.
Yeah. So we're going to get that phone number, and I don't know whether they just emailed the wrong one, but we're going to get that taken care of. So
this half hour, we'll have her coming up.
Yeah.
Well, the Iowa governor is, unapologetically telling Joe Biden, I'm not going to clean up your mess.
Mm-hmm.
The White House is now flying unaccompanied minors across the country to emergency housing facilities as it struggles to keep up with the thousands of child migrants flooding across the United States southern border. Mm-hmm. And Iowa's Republican governor is now the first one to refuse the administration's pleas to provide temporary housing.
Right.
Last week, Republican Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds says she rejects the federal request to accept migrant children into the state, saying the need to find homes for them is the president's problem.
Okay.
This is not our problem, mm-hmm. Reynolds said, adding that the state does not have any temporary facilities to lend to the Department of Housing and Human Services. This is the president's problem. He is the one that opened this border. He needs to be responsible for this, and he needs to stop it.
Yeah.
And maybe send the vice president down there, who was supposed to be in charge. Has she yet to be down there?
We've got some audio of she's worried about the infrastructure. I'm sorry, the vice president can only do one thing.
She can
at a
only
time.
Focus on one thing at
yeah,
a time.
Yeah, we have some audio of her being interviewed by a local San Francisco
infrastructure. But we're not going to call it. We're going to retool the definition of infrastructure.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Iowa's own Department of Human Services, it seems, made the decision based on whether the state was equipped to respond to both local and federal needs amid a significant economic downturn. They say we have an obligation to take care of our own children mm-hmm. first, and absent the resources or a clear, comprehensive plan for federal support, we're unable to accommodate this request. We acknowledge this is incredibly saddening and a difficult situation.
Yeah, what a mess.
Well, it is a mess, but you know what? Good for them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good for them. You know, lack of planning on your part does not constitute an emergency on our part.
Sure. Yeah, I like that.
President Biden.
I remember that.
I mean, that's just, it's crazy. Mm-hmm. I bet our next guest would probably agree.
Yeah, I think so.
With the governor of Iowa's decision there.
So if you become governor, Amanda, will you accept these planes coming in from South Texas with immigrants we don't know much about?
Well, absolutely not. You know, when I've always said voting records matter in the Virginia Senate, I actually voted against sanctuary cities for illegals. I voted against driver's privileges cards for illegals. You know, most of these federal decisions impact us at the state level, and it's so important to have a governor who has a history of enforcing our laws, which I will be a law and order governor. And, you know, I've worked for three congressmen, and I think it's very important that we put America first, and that's the kind of governor that I'm going to be.
We have Amanda Chase on the line. She's running for the Republican nomination, and it's different because we don't get to go actually out and vote unless we become, I guess, a delegate. Janet has done that, Amanda. Tell us how it's been going on your campaign. You know, it's been about a month and a half since we've talked to you.
Well, and we want to change that. I'd love to come on once a week from now to Election Day. That everything is unfolding with every day. Our campaign is doing fantastic. You know, we're seeing the benefits of starting our campaign early. You know, when I saw the need that we needed to give Virginians hope back in January of 2020, when the liberal trifecta had taken over the House, the Senate, already had the governor's office, and they began with this attack on our Second Amendment. And people like myself, who are gun owners and who carry every day, overnight we were going to become felons. And had I not negotiated with Delegate Mark Levine, we all would be to this day. He lowered that down to a Class 1 misdemeanor. And my next thing is, you know, I looked at recalling Governor Northam and worked with my team, and they said, listen, the best thing we can do is spend all of our time and energy campaigning for your run for governor to give people hope that they know that someone with a backbone is going to run for governor, someone who's proven, someone's tested, someone who has a record in the Virginia Senate on life, on protecting, you know, our borders, immigration. You know, while that's predominantly a federal issue, I believe that immigrants should come here legally. And so, yes, I think it's our campaign is going very well. We've got a number of deadlines to already pass for people to sign up to become delegates to this drive-through convention with over 37 locations around Virginia. But we're overfiling, and our advantage has been because I've campaigned for over a year. A lot of people have already donated to my campaign or bought our campaign T-shirts and sweatshirts. And so we have this tremendous database like no other campaign. And it's simply calling these people, connecting them, informing them, educating them that it's not enough just to be a registered voter, that you absolutely must fill out this form, turn it into your unit chair. And, you know, Janet, thank you for signing up to be a delegate. I want to make sure that everybody knows that this week that we have Danville is due this Thursday at 7 o'clock. Roanoke County is due this Friday, the 6th, at 5 o'clock. We have Lynchburg City is due this coming Monday at 8 o'clock, and Salem City is due on April 20th. So what I want y'all to take away from this is that every single city, every single county in the Commonwealth has a different deadline. So you want to go to my website. It's not on the RPV website, which is, I know, just crazy to think that you wouldn't be able to go to the RPV's website and get this information on how to sign up and be a delegate. But my campaign has taken that educational step to educate people on what it means to be a delegate, what are the responsibilities involved, what are the deadlines? Do I email it? Can I file electronically? Or do I have to present the form in person? So my website is chase4va.com, Chase for Virginia, chase4va.com. I have lists on there. If you click on the link, all of the, first of all, the instructions on how to become a delegate, and then a full listing of every single city and county and their respective deadlines and how you can sign up. And I encourage everybody. You know, we have 1.9 million Virginians to vote for President Trump. And I want you to sign up to be a delegate so that you can exercise your right to choose our next Republican nominees for governor, lieutenant governor, and attorney general. Of course, I would love to be your number one choice. You know, I've been called Trump in heels, and I wear that like a badge of honor. I just received General Michael Flynn's endorsement, which is one of the biggest honors to receive his endorsement. You know, I'm really not focused on endorsements by politicians. I have focused my energy and my efforts on earning the endorsement of we the people, because that, at the end of the day, is in this day and time what counts. Politicians, you know, their opinions change like the wind. You know, whenever I announced that I was going to run for governor back on President's Day 2020, I didn't put my finger in the wind and determine, you know, is President Trump going to win or not. I fully supported our president, and I answered the call. Most of the other candidates, they waited until after the general election so they could, many of them had different strategies based on whether the president won or not. You know, that's, I fully committed over a year ago. That campaign strategy is working incredibly well right now. And, you know, I will say this. Voting records matter. Of the candidates running for governor, you only have two with voting records, and one, which is me, with a conservative voting record. I voted against Medicaid expansion. I voted 100% every single time for your gun rights. Many of you all know that I even carried on the floor of the Senate and have become a national figure because of actually open carrying on the Capitol grounds because I had people that were trying to assault me. And so, I refused to be a victim. And but also on the life issue, which, you know, I've received in 2019 as a senator who was running for re-election, I've received the Virginia Society for Human Life, many of the other pro-life, the Family Foundation, 100% rating, and all of these conservative issues that are important, I've scored the highest. And in fact, the Virginia Tea Party gave me as a second-term state senator, even my first year in office, they have every year given me the highest score in the entire General Assembly. And by the way, I know how to win. Of all seven candidates, there's only two of us that have ever run for office and have won. I have always won every race. I'm a second-term state senator. I've run many other campaigns, and I know how to win. I will also tell you that, you know, we have to win Northern Virginia. We have to win Virginia Beach. We have to win Southwest Virginia. Listen, I am the first woman to ever seek the Republican nomination for governor. And I've already had Democrats and independents, women, who are said they are voting for me simply because I'm a woman. Now, I know that Republicans, we're not into identity politics.
I was going to say that that doesn't sound like something that you would support for somebody to vote for you just because you're a woman.
I have always said we are going to win because of the comments that I'm hearing from independents and Democrats who say we're going to vote for Amanda Chase because she's a woman. Now, Republicans are saying we're going to vote for Amanda because she's tried, she's tested. She went through, she stood up for our rights, our First Amendment free speech rights. She stood up for our president because she was even censured. She, one of two senators in the history of Virginia who was censured because she stood up for our president. And number one said the 2020 presidential election was stolen. Number two, I went to the January 6th rally. I don't think any of the other candidates were governor.
Yeah, actually. We know you took some
to go to the January 6th rally and stand with our president against this stolen election. I said I don't do COVID and I refuse to wear a mask on the floor of the Senate. They built the Senate clerk's office actually built a plexiglass wall.
Yeah, we saw those
around my. Yeah.
We saw those pictures.
So
hey, Amanda, we've got somebody in Roanoke that wants to ask you a question.
Yeah, Brad from Roanoke says, Amanda, how will you challenge the radical agenda coming from the far left?
Well, I've already done it in the state Senate. And, you know, one of my hobbies is I don't watch CNN, but I love to go toe-to-toe in a good debate. We have to push back against this liberal agenda. You know, I've been canceled, like many of you all, on Facebook and social media. I was completely deplatformed because I was speaking truth, whether we're talking about COVID and the use of hydroxychloroquine and pushing back against the mask mandate. Saying that we need to educate, not mandate. I've already proven that I have a backbone and I can go toe-to-toe with the left. And one of my favorite interviews was with a CNN reporter who I went toe-to-toe with, and they actually aired it one Sunday morning. And, you know, you want a governor that makes the Republican Party look strong and, you know, is not huddled over in the fetal position because they're afraid to go toe-to-toe with the left. I have done it, whether we're talking about going toe-to-toe with the press or even the Democratic agenda, the members of the general and the Senate of Virginia. I actually openly said, and actually was censured for this too, I said the Democratic Party is racist to its core. Listen, what other party has adopted the critical race theory, Project 1619, and pushed that in our public schools? You need a governor who has already shown that she's going to push back against this liberal agenda. Friends, you know me. You know where I stand on the issues, and I will not tolerate this leftist agenda that's indoctrinating our kids, is trying to change our country from a republic to a socialist communist country. I'm not going to stand for that. Y'all know that.
Well, we appreciate you joining us here on the show. If people want to find out more about you, perhaps they want to become a delegate for you, what's the best way for them to do that?
Well, thank you for asking that question. I'm so proud of you for signing up to be a delegate, Janet. The website is chaseforva.com. Chaseforva.com. It's not spelled out. It's chaseforva.com.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us. We look forward to talking to you again, and much luck to you as you fight on.
Thank you very much, and y'all keep trucking the truth, right?
Yeah, we're going to do it.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Amanda. Be
Bye.
Safe out there on the trail. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Amanda Chase running for the Republican nomination for governor, and as she stated on her website, has all the different deadlines for the different cities and counties. You want to check that out if you're in one of those listening areas, because we're on in Danville. We're in the Roanoke-Salem area. Mm-hmm. Make sure that you check out the website and find out what those deadlines are. It's interesting that the Republican website doesn't have all those deadlines.
Which makes no sense.
Exactly.
It just doesn't make any sense. How hard is it to do that?
Yeah. Exactly.
And I know Bedford's, that deadline's today. Mm-hmm. I think Amherst has already passed.
Right.
So it's good that they have that information on there.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll be back with more of the news you need to know on this Tuesday morning. I'm Janet Rose.
I'm Mark Lamb, and we're so glad that you've joined us here on the program this morning. It is 7:22, and we'll be back in just a moment, as Janet said, and write our phone numbers down, please. If you'd like to call and talk about maybe something Amanda said, 434-534-8500 or toll free 866-916-3776.
Before you fire up the coffee maker, turn on the Morning Jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
Hey folks, Mark Dalton here with the Terry Auto Group. Are you looking for a new VW? I got you covered. Are you looking for a new Subaru? I've got you covered. So you're looking for a pre-owned used vehicle? Well, guess what? I've got you covered there too. We have four locations with close to 400 pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, as well as new VWs and new Subarus. So when you're in the market for your next vehicle, think Terry Auto Group, where we have your safety at the top of the list. And we'll make your purchase experience the best you've ever had. In fact, we'll even bring the car and set it in your driveway so you can test drive it right from your house. We also include a lifetime powertrain warranty on all of our new VWs and new Subarus. So check us out 24/7 at terryautogroup.com. That's terryautogroup.com. You'll love our cars.
Right now from Shentel, you can get high-speed internet for as low as $20 a month for 2 months when bundled. And add on a free $50 gift card. Plus, we're including huge savings on TV and home phone. And the savings continue the more services you add. Don't forget free installation. It truly is the best time to switch and save. Act now. Get a $50 gift card free. But hurry, this unheard-of Shentel offer ends soon. So call 1-800-SHENTEL today. Restrictions and conditions apply. New customers only. Equipment taxes, surcharges, and other fees apply. Offer may expire without notice.
Just when you're ready to take your motorcycle out, those are sounds you don't want to hear. So visit 2GoMoto.com to find the right parts the first time for almost any motorcycle, make, and model. That's the number 2GoMoto.com. And of course, you've got to look good on your motorcycle. 2GoMoto.com features comfortable, fashionable, and practical apparel. Visit 2GoMoto.com 24/7 to make sure you're enjoying your motorcycle. That's the number 2GoMoto.com.
Call Janet and Mark, 434-534-8500, or toll free, 866-916-3776. Call the Morning Jam. The Morning Jam.
7:25, it's a birthday boy, 74 years old today, Al Green, and he's asking you to call me. So, mm-hmm. We were talking about the vice president. She did a local interview. I mean, she's from this, you know, the state of California. She was the attorney general, well known across the state. And she's getting this interview done in San Francisco. She was there last week. And,
she was in San Francisco. Why was she in San Francisco? Was she put in charge of San Francisco?
No, she's put in charge of the border.
Right.
Now she's talking infrastructure instead of the border.
But she wasn't put in charge of infrastructure. She was put in charge of the border.
Right.
And seems like she can't take instruction. I pulled up the headlines for, because I like to try to keep up on the list. Or you know what the number one story is?
What?
If you Google Kamala Harris and you click news,
right,
this is the number one headline. Vice President Harris is making her mark on the Washington area crochet scene.
What?
And it shows her shopping for yarn. I kid you not.
Oh, my gosh.
This is crap you can't make up. I don't have that kind of a sense of humor.
That is.
Hey, she's making her mark on the crochet scene, big guy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Has she moved into her new home yet?
Well, I don't know, but she's making her mark on the crochet. I didn't even know there was a crochet scene.
Well, I didn't either.
Apparently there is.
Yeah. Well. All right, well, let's listen to this soundbite, this hard-hitting news story on Vice President Kamala.
Vice President reflected on her new role and all the pressure that comes with it. Raj Mathai is back with us with more in his exclusive interview. Raj.
Terry, thank you. The reason for her visit, we're almost the test balloon, it seems like, here in the Bay Area. How will President Biden pass this massive infrastructure bill? Taxes will go up. And the businesses and the success and failure of this effort could very well be directly related to Vice President Harris and perhaps our own chances in 2024. A few months in, what have you learned? Where do you need to get better? Because this is a butt kick in this job.
Well, no, it's listen, it's there is no lack of work to be done, right? So we did the American Rescue Plan. $1,400 checks, lifting half of America's children out of poverty, doing the kind of work that just is about getting people through this pandemic in this moment of crisis. Now we've got the American Jobs Plan. And I'm really excited about that because that's about an investment in our country. It's about infrastructure, roads and bridges, of which we got plenty here in the Bay Area and in California. But it's also about human infrastructure, our caregiving economy. Because by the way, all the jobs we're going to create in terms of an investment in infrastructure, all those jobs, well, folks got kids that need daycare or child care. They've got parents that need care and support. So then there's the caregiving economy, which I call the human infrastructure piece of an approach that is about increasing the number of jobs and getting people back to work.
Can you sell this, maybe not to Republicans? Can you even sell it to all the Democrats?
Here's the thing. We have an opportunity to leapfrog over all of those things that we've been suffering under because of the pandemic, which really just enlarged and accelerated the problems. We can leapfrog by investing in our country, investing in our workforce in a way that will improve.
I'm sorry, she's in empty pantsuit. I just gotta stop. I can't take anymore.
She didn't cackle once, though. Not one time.
No, she didn't cackle.
That's impressive. Yeah, she must have been working on that.
She is.
Of course, you know,
she learned from this.
The energy secretary came out
and said, we're not paying them nearly enough.
Okay. Well, at least she didn't do that. The energy secretary came out and said, we don't want to use past definitions of infrastructure.
No, we're redefining it.
We don't want to, we're going to call it, you know, whatever infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
Child care infrastructure.
Right.
Healthcare infrastructure.
It's all infrastructure.
Yeah, it's for, so whatever, you know. PAC infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
Just wait for it. It's coming. Make no mistake about it.
Well,
hey, we got a caller. We have time to take that.
Yeah,
now?
Yeah, we do. We have this guy to thank for all the redefinitions.
No sex of any kind, in any manner, shape, or form with President Clinton was an utterly false statement. Is that correct?
It depends upon what the meaning of the word is.
Yes.
You remember when Bill Clinton was trying to redefine is?
Mm-hmm.
Is?
Yeah. Now we're redefining the word infrastructure.
Hey,
I mean, we've redefined everything.
Right.
Racism means different things now.
Right.
And
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Al, can you make your point in 30 seconds?
Probably not.
Are you there, Al?
I don't think he is.
No, he might have left. He probably gave up on me. Oh, well. We've got Kimberly McBroom coming up with some local stories. And then Janet and I will have our version of some local Southwest, Lynchburg, Roanoke
Teresa
stories.
Teresa texted in and said, hey, Kamala, one damn check does not lift any child out of poverty. Grr.
She nailed it. And that's the thing. $1,400 can lift...
Lifting children out of poverty.
It just solved the problem. All those trillions of dollars were wasted.
It's so pathetic if they really believe that.
CBS News Special Report. Federal officials are calling for a pause on Johnson & Johnson's one-shot COVID vaccine in the U.S. Six people in this country have developed a rare blood disorder. The New York Times is reporting one woman died and a second in Nebraska is hospitalized in critical condition. Correspondent Cammie McCormick has more.
The FDA and CDC will stop using the vaccine at federal sites and will urge states to stop as well until the drug can be further studied. Safety issues like rare blood clots are being looked at. There have been six cases out of the nearly 7 million doses administered. All six cases occurred among women between the ages of 18 and 48, and the symptoms occurred 6 to 13 days after vaccination.
A CDC advisory committee meets tomorrow to review the cases. CBS News has learned multiple states are scrambling this morning to determine how the decision affects current vaccine supply and distribution plans. CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Good morning. This is Kimberly McBroom in the WDBJ 7 Newsroom with your Virginia Talk Radio Network news update. A woman in Franklin County has been arrested and charged with murder. Sheriff's deputies responded to a call for a well-being check Monday morning at the home of Carol Long and Walter Sigmund. Long was arrested and charged with second-degree murder. She's being held without bond. Two fires in Bedford left one firefighter injured. One was on September Lane. The firefighter was injured there and taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. A second fire was reported at Tootsie's Diner on Manita Road. Crews put out a grease fire near the back of the building. And the health department's reporting 4.7 million vaccine doses have been administered to Virginians so far. About 40% of Virginians have had at least one dose, and just over 21% are now fully vaccinated. I'm Kimberly McBroom. Join me for WDBJ 7 Morning from 4:30 until 7 every weekday morning. And join us from 7 to 9 on WZBJ 24.
Meet the SPLC, the largest anti-religious liberty group in America, the radical group that sues Christians all over the country, and a group that hates Donald Trump. Listen for yourself as their leader attacked President Trump 2 years ago.
He ran a campaign marked by bigotry, xenophobia, crude racial stereotypes, anti-Semitism, and tweets from the gutter of the neo-Nazi world.
Now, for the truly crazy part. Last year, Republican candidate for governor Glenn Youngkin began raising money for this radical anti-Trump group. You heard that right. Glenn Youngkin raised money for this radical anti-Trump group. Youngkin even sent a letter to all his employees asking them to give money to this group who compared Trump to Nazis. And now, 1 year later, Glenn Youngkin wants Republicans to vote for him to be governor. Yeah, right.
This ad was paid for by Patriot Leadership Trust.
At U.S. Cellular, we see our customers as more than just customers. They're neighbors. When you switch to U.S. Cellular, you can get the new Samsung Galaxy S21 5G for free with no hidden requirements. As a neighbor, you deserve it. U.S. Cellular, America's locally grown wireless. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
U.S. Cellular is America's locally grown wireless. Visit DJ Electronics, a U.S. Cellular authorized agent, located at 14805 Forest Road in Forest.
It's time for your Morning Jam forecast, brought to you by WDBJ7.
I'm meteorologist Brent Watts. Mostly sunny today with a high of 74 degrees. We'll turn partly cloudy tonight with lows at 47. Can't rely on a stray shower as we head into Wednesday. A little better chance in the afternoon and evening. Highs at 63 with lows in the upper 40s Wednesday night. And Thursday and Friday, expected daytime highs running in the low to mid 60s. Overnight lows in the low 40s.
52 degrees on the south side, 54 in Roanoke and Danville, 52 in Alta Vista, 50 in Amherst, 52 in Lynchburg, and 50 in Bedford.
You know, I've been working on my driveway, and I have to remove my propane tank, and I've been hesitating. I need a week's lead time to get it out of the way. Because when you talk about the 40s isn't bad, if we're going to dip back down into the 30s.
I don't think we're going to, though.
Yeah, I want to keep my fireplace available to use, but I can't if tank's gone.
I think we're kind of done with that. I guess there's a possibility, but right. I don't know. The country girl in me says, I don't think that's going to happen anymore this year.
Okay. All right.
We shall see.
You know, back in the day when you like broke a leg or whatever and it mended, over the years, your that part of your body could tell the weather. You could tell when it was getting bad. Like, it's going to rain tomorrow. How do you know? Well, my right arm's hurting.
My left knee says it's going to rain tomorrow. You know, you laugh, but I broke my wrist in five places.
When I was
playing battle ball. I don't like to lose. Okay. So there's that. I know that surprises you. So I was like in seventh grade.
Okay.
And I mean, up into my early 20s, it would ache.
Really?
And that doesn't do it anymore.
Right.
But it did for a long time. Wow. So I would be like, oh, I think there's a change coming in the. So yeah, I was old before my time.
Yeah. Well, we have some local stuff going on. Some good news in the Vinton area. The Vinton Dogwood Festival celebrates its 66th anniversary, and that's coming up this year, and they're saying it's scheduled for April the 23rd and 24th, just around the corner. A concert with Fuzzy Logic. I've heard those guys. Mm-hmm. They're good. And Mended Fences on the evening of April 23rd. Festival day on Saturday the 24th goes from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. with a movie night, the Disney movie The Lion King. Vinton's Farmer Market will be there as well. And
is it
going,
a sing-along? Did they say?
They didn't say, but they said there will be free popcorn and it'll be free admission. So
I went to a Disney sing-along for Frozen.
Okay.
At the Academy.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of fun.
Was it?
I expect there'll be people singing Hakuna Matata.
Yeah.
They won't be able to help themselves.
I can't pronounce it, so I won't be worried about that.
For the rest of the week, towns, cities, and counties across Southwest and Central Virginia are going to be celebrating the men and women who serve as 911 dispatchers, the unseen heroes of public safety. According to the city of Roanoke, Congress proclaimed the second week of April as National Public Safety Telecommunications Week back in 1991. And 30 years later, telecommunicators, dispatchers, and communications operators across the country not only answer hundreds of thousands of calls placed to 911 centers, but they also use phones, radios, and computers to offer support to law enforcement, firefighters, EMS workers, and other government field personnel.
Okay. You know, the pandemic's hurt a lot of businesses, but it's been encouraging to see gift shops surviving and thriving in the Roanoke area, even during pandemic year. Big Lick Gifts will open a new place in Valley View Mall. I'm pretty excited about that. Some of the brand new stores that are opening up in the area, and what they're calling, Janet, upcycled, ones that kind of survived and they're rebooting, upcycled. So the best gift shops and best place to buy for local artists and their crafts and stuff are in these upcycled gift areas. Also, the unique Virginia products. They're talking about even the Appalachian Press greeting cards cover almost the entire wall at this particular shop, which is exciting because it's designed and printed and produced by John Rubin right there in the Roanoke area. So I'm glad to see these shops, some of them expanding, some of them surviving, and some even starting up from the ground up.
Well, this week, Lynchburg Water Resources is working with Duke's Root Control to chemically treat over 11,000 feet of sanitary sewer pipes across the Hill City. During this time, crews are asking residents in the areas to remove vehicles and other items from the sanitary sewer areas prior to them coming to that that roadway. This is going to be going on through Friday, and will approximately 2 weeks starting this week. Wow. And there are several roads listed, including some of the more traveled ones, Langern Road, Ward's Ferry Road, Ward's Road, Trent's Ferry Road. We're going to put a link to this story so you can see if your road is going to be impacted for this work that they're going to be doing in the Hill City.
Okay. Trucker Al has been patient, stayed on the line for us. Good morning.
Hey guys, good morning. How y'all doing?
We're doing good. What's up?
Hey, I just wanted to say, Amanda Chase is awesome, and I'm out here around a lot of blue collar guys, and they love her. But you know, she's kind of like the woman. Well, she's kind of like Janet, but you know, she's kind of like these southern women that I grew up around. That you know, they would take a half a tree limb off a tree to whoop your tail with it. She's got four boys and. I think she's exactly what we need in Richmond, you know, but I think these little wimpy Republican males that we keep getting, you know, they're just not cutting the mustard, you know, so I think we do need a strong woman. I mean, I have no problem with a strong woman, but I think a lot of the Republican Party guys don't want a strong woman, you know, in there.
Well, you could be right.
What did she do on January the 6th? I would have been up there if I would have hit the deal. What exactly did she do on January the 6th?
Well, I think
she was just there.
Yeah, she just attended.
she went to the rally to show support.
Right.
So,
well, she also went to the Newport News rally for President Trump. So I didn't see any of the other guys running. Like she said, I didn't see any of them people supporting Trump.
No, they were trying to see which way the wind blew.
You know, they were hiding under a table somewhere, wasn't it?
It would appear.
You know.
Yeah, it'll be curious,
you know,
to see.
I just like a strong Southern woman, and we all grew up around those types, and I think she would make I think that makes for great leadership skills myself. You know, if you can whip some kids into shape, you can sure as heck whip at people in Richmond.
Well, look, you're right. There's no doubt there needs to be a lot of time out and some serious come to Jesus meetings going on
that's true.
In Richmond, no doubt about that.
Hey, thanks, Al.
Right. She's a favorite of the truck drivers, though. But,
okay.
You know, that's
very
all
cool.
I can tell you.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, she's.
Take care. Truckers for AC.
She's unapologetic about her stances.
Oh, yeah.
And you have
to
appreciate that.
Yeah, you do. No doubt. I mean, she's taking some heat, and she doesn't mind being in the midst of the.
And she was one of the first ones to put herself out there.
Mm-hmm.
And like she said earlier, she didn't wait to see if how much to align herself with President Trump.
Right.
You know, which I do think that there was some of that going on. So I'll be really curious to see how that works. I am going to put a link to her her page, especially if you're interested in being a delegate. And the thing about it is, if you're frustrated with the candidates that we're getting,
right,
then you need to be a part of that process.
Sure you do. Yeah.
Because if you're a part of the process, then you're a part of guiding, where the GOP
where it goes. Right.
So you got to pay attention.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like it. I just don't have time to do it this time. I'm sorry, Janet. You're going representing
you
the,
do have
the Morning
time
Jam.
To do it. You you're just the, have to fill it out.
You're the J part of Jam. So the J showed up in the and Mark.
You know what I'm hearing? I'm hearing a lot of excuses, buddy.
Hey,
I'm hearing. a lot of excuses. I don't want to hear your excuses.
Okay. All right.
Talk doesn't cook rice.
We talked about that last week.
Oh,
wow. Yeah, no doubt.
Got that in a fortune cookie once. It stuck with me.
Well, I know that people are waiting, bated breath to hear the conclusion of the Kamala Harris interview. Here we go.
Oh, my gosh.
Here we
go. Are you kidding me?
Here we go.
As we wrap it up, what's something surprising that you didn't know about this new life of yours that we don't know
in the
public, behind the scenes, personally or professionally?
It's long good days. Mm. That's what it is. It really is. And Joe Biden's a really cool dude.
There it is.
That, you got the laugh.
He really is. I love working with him.
Pretty honest, but you noticed that pause.
Yeah, that pause. Joe Biden's just is a cool dude to be. Lets me do anything I want. I've been buying a lot of yarn lately.
Yeah, that was the number one story.
The number one story of Kamala Harris.
If you Google her and you hit news, the top story is Vice President Harris is making her mark on the Washington area crochet scene.
I didn't know there was one.
Hey, hey.
I bet you Nancy's part of that.
The crochet
scene. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, she's unraveled.
So I was watching a Music Matters, I think, or it's a special on Netflix, and it's about Dolly Parton.
Oh,
and
cool.
It's other singers singing the music of Dolly Parton, which I would have rather heard her sing it, but that's okay.
Yeah.
And so, there are all these famous people there. I think it was recorded maybe in 20, like at the end of 2019.
Right.
But so people didn't have masks on and stuff.
Sure.
But they've just released this.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm sitting there watching it, and I love Dolly Parton, and I love her music. And then they pan in on Nancy. And I was like, oh, good feeling gone. What on earth?
What was Nancy Pelosi doing in that
mess? Don't know. I have no idea.
Wow.
Just tainted the whole experience
for me. I
guess
so. Gee.
I'm like, nobody wants to see that.
No, that's icky.
Sit all the way down, Nancy. You should not be affiliated with Dolly Parton.
434-534-8500 is the studio line. Toll free anywhere, 866-916-3776. Give us a call, and you know, if you'd like to talk about Nancy Pants or Kamala and her crocheting, you know, I would be interested to see what the women are thinking about a strong woman like Kamala. You know, honestly,
a strong woman like Kamala.
Yeah, I know. I'm just joking. I think,
or Amanda. Amanda's
a strong
woman.
That you listen to Amanda Chase, and if you missed the interview, you can go back and listen to it on her SoundCloud. Listen to her, and then listen to what we just played with Kamala Harris when she's asked some questions.
Right.
And it's total fluff on Kamala.
Right.
Fluff, fluff, fluff. There's so much fluff. I thought I was looking at a Mike Lindell pillow. There was so much fluff.
Yeah, she gets by with it too. Rita texted in with musical notes. She gives crochet a bad name.
Bad name.
Yeah. Rita, are you a crocheter?
Thank you, Rita.
Are you big on the crochet scene? You know, my mother could crochet, she could knit,
sure.
She could sew, mm-hmm. she could literally do anything. It obviously just skips a whole generation.
Well, I mean, I have to agree with Rita's statement. I mean, crocheting and the products that you get, I mean, I remember for years I had a blanket that I used, you know, in the wintertime that my mother-in-law crocheted.
Right.
I mean, you know.
And you know, my daddy up until the very, very end, mm-hmm. had an afghan that my mother crocheted for him.
So
it's a sweet thing if that's something. My cousin can crochet.
Right.
She's really good at crocheting.
I'm thinking
there's
a lot of
young women who crochet now. My niece has a friend who's fantastic. She crocheted a little mermaid blanket for my niece for me.
Yeah.
So she looks like a mermaid when she's like, I want one for me.
Do you still have that music to concentrate by? That was our trivia question. What's the best music to listen to concentrate? And it ended up being gaming music from video games.
Yeah, it was. Although it just sounded like, you know, just kind of weird.
Yeah. Because I'm thinking that's Kamala's solution. She is crocheting little sleeping bags for all the immigrant children.
Oh, is that what it is?
That are coming across.
Okay.
And that's what she's doing. She's networking with the rest of her Washington, D.C. types.
Right.
And they're crocheting little sleeping bags.
Oh, okay.
And here's the music to listen to concentrate on those weaves. You call it a weave? Is that what it's called?
I don't know. Do I look like I crochet?
I can... Rita, help us out. Do you crochet?
I mean, I can cook. I can garden. Right. I can craft.
Well, you can feed all the crocheters. I will deliver it. Me and Trucker Al will get in his truck.
Right.
We'll load all of those crocheted little, you know, blankets.
I can't.
And I don't mean to make
this
light. These kids are suffering because they're literally on top of each other.
They are.
I mean,
sad.
Every time we see a new video, it just makes you sick. And
it's so much worse than when Trump was in office.
Yeah.
It just seems
the cages.
Like they just get a pass.
And then after they rip the children out of the arms of the parents, then they threw them in cages.
Right.
That's what Trump did.
But Iowa is. Iowa said, you know, I'm sorry.
Did you see the unmarked jet they sent in a 737 with no markings? I didn't even see a tail number on that plane. That's a government issue right there. Big 737 showing up, dropping these kids off in various towns. Hmm. I mean, that's crazy.
Well, it's interesting. We did get a text earlier where it said, you know, we shouldn't. Let's see if I can find it. They were talking about how we shouldn't reject them.
Mm-hmm.
The federal government repopulation of refugees has happened for decades. The Lebanese to Roanoke, Polish to Chicago, mm-hmm. Somalia to Minnesota. Indigenous population from Mexico to Richmond. We should not refuse them once they come in. However, they shouldn't be allowed in. Federal government has a constitutional obligation to protect our borders, not make them porous.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but you say that, but you know, if you don't refuse them when they come in, they're going to keep bringing them in.
Right.
So what comes first?
Right.
And I think this Iowa governor is saying no.
Yeah.
No more.
I'll tell you what we'll do. We're going to go into our break now. I have some audio of Tucker Carlson saying the real reason for immigrants and how the Democrats are using these immigrants to literally overrun the country with Democratic voters. We'll do that when we come back. Obviously, we got a text that's making Janet over there turn red.
Well, Liz said that she found out the name of Kamala's knitting group that's making that's making such great strides.
You got 5 seconds. Give it to us.
The Happy Hookers. Oh, Liz!
The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.
Woo-hoo! Way to go, Liz!
Hi, I'm State Farm Agent Kim Gardner. We know you don't want to mess with your discount. That's why we offer so many.
And I'm Chip Harvey. As a State Farm customer, you may be eligible for one or more of the many auto insurance discounts we offer.
You could save money for being a safe driver or a good student. We have accident-free discounts, multiple car discounts, multiple line discounts.
So see me, Kim Gardner, in the Amalon Shopping Center in Madison Heights.
Or me, Chip Harvey, on Timberlake Road next to McDonald's. And let us show you how our discounts can start saving you money today.
Morning, Frank. Hey, question. Have you picked a candidate for governor? I can't decide.
Oh, yeah. I'm going with Youngkin. Conservative. Outsider. Successful business leader. Not the same old politicians that run every election.
And he's one of us?
Yeah. He's strong on backing law enforcement, religious freedom, right to life, and the Second Amendment.
All right. What about creating jobs?
There's nobody in the race like him. But hey, why don't you ask him?
I'm Glenn Youngkin, candidate for governor, and I paid for this ad.
Temperatures are rising and soon you'll be cranking up your AC. Are you ready? It's important to have your AC set to factory standards. Clogged air filters and dirty coils drain energy and promote system breakdowns. A checkup now will get you ready for the hot season. Mills will perform an AC checkup for only $79. It's a preseason special to help you save money and keep you comfortable during the hotter months. Log on millsheating.com and sign up for the $79 AC checkup. So what about your air ducts? They're very important. They circulate the air from your heating and cooling system into and from each room. You want this air to be clean. To help your family get ready for spring, Mills is offering $200 in savings on a whole house duct cleaning. Save $200 and your family is breathing cleaner and easier. Log on millsheating.com.
We'll bring comfort to you.
Mills Heating and Air Conditioning.
We bring comfort to you.
As a consumer, you put your faith into manufacturers to design and create products that are safe for you and your family. When this trust is broken and you are seriously injured, it may be in your best interest to file a claim for compensation to help you get back on your feet. Hi, this is Randy Trost. Our attorneys and staff at Trost Law have experience to handle cases like this efficiently and effectively. I hope you never need our services, but if you do, you can rest assured we will be there for you. Contact us at trostlaw.com. Let our family help your family.
Gang members enforcing their drug trade in your neighborhood with their illegal guns? The government wants to disarm you, not them, while it legalizes that drug trade for the criminals. Your neighborhood's evacuated because the government's badly maintained forest caught fire? Security? That's your problem. Criminals released to the community. Oh, the state already decided they're not criminals anymore. They're called adults in custody.
Lars Larson, weeknights from 6 to 9 on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.
We don't like crochet.
That's right.
They're sending us Kamala songs.
Crochet. A little help from Eric Clapton this morning.
Yeah.
In the Morning Jam. A little We don't like crochet.
We don't like crochet.
Oh, way to go. Who sent it to us?
The listeners are sending these in to us.
These guys are great.
That was Jay.
Way to go, Jay. Well, you made us a star this morning.
Then we had Rita. she gives crochet a bad name.
Yep, that's
right. The number one story about Kamala today. If you Google Kamala Harris and you Google the news, it's not her going to the border and dealing with the border crisis. It's mm-hmm. not her rewriting what infrastructure mm-hmm. is. It is she is making her mark on the crochet world.
And, you know,
yes,
I had a listener send us that we went R-rated with our little comment there towards the end going into the break about the happy hooker.
I was just reading that. Liz was the one that said that was the name of the group.
The rumors are that Kamala had relations, let's just put it that way, with different people.
And now she's making her mark on the Washington area crochet scene. Yeah. So,
well,
hey, maybe that's code for something else.
Ooh, it could be.
It could
mean something else.
I've always gone around to these some of these shows. Mm-hmm. I love the Country Living show that they have every fall, and they've got a lot of artisans there.
Yeah.
And there was one particular lady there, and she was so talented. Mm. And she did a beautiful red clay pottery, which is traditional for the Ohio and some of that area. And then she also did these gorgeous rugs. I mean, they were beautiful, traditionally done hooked rugs.
Okay.
And on her card, it said, potter by day, hooker by night.
Oh, jeez.
So I was like, I'm going to be buying from you because you're funny. And I have
I have a little, it was one of those hook, you know, where you got the, it was like a grid, and you put the colors in. It sort of gave you the pattern on the grid.
Oh, when you were kids, that was a big deal.
Right. Well, my mom had one of these. I don't know if my mom did it or not. It was one of the things that we took. I asked my brothers. I just want the kitchen table because that's where all the family gatherings were, and it's in my house now. It's very special. But we have this mat, and it's about 2 foot by 2.5 foot. And it's one of those, you know, you flip it over and you can see the plastic grid. So I don't know if my mom did it or not.
She probably did. That was very popular, that and the paint by number. Yeah. And then there was a time when everybody's mom was doing ceramics.
Right, sure.
It's like I'm seeing this stuff in antique stores now going, are you kidding me? What kind of price do you have on that ceramic Christmas tree?
Well, this is a picture of a big, it's like a cat's face is the whole thing. And Oliver, you know, he's into it.
Oh, he likes it,
huh? He goes and rubs his, like, one side of his face on it, and then he flips it over and rubs. He hasn't done the butt rub, so I guess he really likes it, but he just, you know, gets into it. Especially
he mostly likes it.
After, like, you give him a shower or a bath or whatever, he goes nuts on that thing.
That's funny. Well, we were talking about, we've been talking about women a lot today. Justine Bateman.
Sorry, we just got a request for us to go ahead and record the whole song.
I can totally rewrite that.
Oh, Janet can write it.
Yeah, we could totally rewrite that. We could have an entire crochet album.
Right.
Just think of all that. I'll have to write that down during the break.
Okay.
We'll see what all kind of. If you guys can come up with some names, please send it to us. Text
K-Tel
number.
Records presents.
That's right. That's right.
K-Tel. Anyway, go ahead.
Absolutely. Sure do. All right. Justin Bateman, not probably going to have time to get to the story. And we've got an interview coming up with Marty Mischens about the Lynchburg Fire Department and the association who is fighting to get some transparency when it comes to salaries and surveys that have been done and things that the city have paid for to really see where those salaries should fall.
Sure.
And they're trying to get that information. The city's pushing back. They don't want to give it.
Right.
So we'll have that coming up. And then Justin Bateman says, yes, her face is aging and she doesn't think it needs fixing. She's encouraging women of a certain age to, you know, age gracefully.
Naturally,
and don't fight it. Yeah.
Well, I just saw a little blurb this morning. Simon Cowell, is that his name?
Mm-hmm.
Has had so much Botox that it's just messed him up.
Oh, gosh.
He's got a permanent, you know, scowl on his face, but that was normal anyway.
That was normal. I think that's natural.
It needed the Botox just from the smile.
Except now you can't tell when he's angry. He just looks angry all
the
time.
Yeah. That's right.
It's like Uncle Leo on Seinfeld. When they drew his eyebrows back on. Not good. We'll be back. You're listening to The Morning Jam. I'm Janet Rose.
I'm Mark Lamb. CBS News is next.